Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you His Majesty Charles III.
Before we really begin, I want to congratulate Charles on having made a fantastic speech today at Congress. He got the Democrats to stand. I've never been able to do that. I couldn't believe it. They liked him more than they've ever liked any Republican or Democrat, actually. So I just want to thank you and congratulations. It's not an easy thing to do. That's a tough place.
Yeah, we covered the speech already in the 5 o'clock and the 6 o'clock hour. The state dinner last night was kind of interesting. Trump had his say.
The same hunger for adventure and achievement as those who raised the Union Jack above Antarctica and first sailed St. George's Cross all around the globe. The American soldiers who crossed the Atlantic to freedom, rescue in 1944 were moved by the same keen sense of righteousness that drove the English crusaders to the Holy Land 1,000 years ago.
So now we're pro-crusades? I thought that was an interesting moment in the speeches last. Other interesting moment is, you know, when the president digresses from his speech a little bit.
The entire world has been uplifted by this distinct and special character we share, this unstoppable daring, this unconquerable courage. It really is. It's unconquerable. And speaking of that, where's Rory McIlroy? Can stand up, Rory, will you please?
Speaking not
that
of
was
golf,
unconquerable
now golf.
Courage. That was very good, Rory.
Look, squirrel.
I don't know if that helps them talk about how wonderful the speech, but I had to interrupt my speech because I watched that man win a tournament. That was a tough one. Congratulations. Very proud of you. All right, now I'll get back to my speech.
Let me stop interrupting myself with myself. This is how I would give a speech, probably be like, oh, that thing over there, and then the wallpaper, and what's wrong with my shoe? Oh my God, my favorite comment from Jimmy this morning, talked to Jimmy Patronus this morning, he said he was trying to take pictures of, you know, the king and of the selfie, and he wound up just taking pictures of his shoes.
That was so good.
Such a human moment. I love it. That's fantastic. All right, so then King Charles gave the speech, and okay, can we start with observation? Did you watch, John, the state dinner and the speeches?
Oh, I did. Okay. Yes.
Do you happen to remember where President Trump was seated during Charles's comments?
I do.
He was
the
seated,
podium was right there, and he had to like lean.
Some person who did not think this all the way through
no.
had the podium behind the president. So then, you know, and if you've ever been to any of these banquet kind of situations, the people who are, you know, the people who get there late always have to sit on the part of the round table with their back to the speaker. So then you're forced to decide, well, do I just crane my neck around and wake up feeling horrible tomorrow? Or do I turn my chair around? What do I do? So for the first, I don't know, 10 minutes of Charles's comments, the president is stuck there sitting in front of him, having to turn his neck halfway around and watch.
And his body.
The most,
I mean, he just
awkward,
limped over.
The most awkward position. And then when he does the, like, the bell thing, then mm-hmm. he had a chance to kind of get up and go stand on the side. And I'm sure he's thinking, oh, thank God, I don't have to do this. You know, somebody's getting fired over
here. Yeah.
It's a terrible setup. Anyway, so, you know, Charles is there to have some fun and make some jokes and be lighthearted in the middle of this, you know, significant diplomatic interaction.
And if I may say so, it is a particular pleasure to be back in this wonderful building, the heart of your democracy. On this occasion, I cannot help noticing the readjustments to the East Wing, Mr. President. following your visit to Windsor Castle last year. And I'm sorry to say that we British, of course, made our own small attempt at real estate redevelopment of the White House in 1814.
Ha ha! It's an arson joke. Get it?
Yeah, we didn't mean to.
We tried to burn. We did burn down the White House. Remember?
Remember?
Remember the war? It's a long time ago. I don't know. I'm not still sensitive about it. I wasn't there. But, you know, it's okay. I mean, I guess. All was forgiven or made up.
It was just funny last night.
It was
funny. We tried to redecorate it.
Yeah, we tried to redecorate the White House, too. Good coat of fire.
As the direct descendant of King George III, I know this is a nation that never gives up. And my family's history remains reflected in your maps, which read rather like our Christmas card list across the ages. North and South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the cities of Charleston, a particular favorite of mine, obviously, Georgetown, and for that matter, Georgia, Annapolis, as you mentioned, and further favorites, Prince William County and Williamsburg. This said, our French friends can feel equally at home with a glance at a map. Indeed, you recently commented, Mr. President, that if it were not for the United States, European countries would be speaking German. Dare I say that if it wasn't for us, you'd be speaking French.
I still think that's an okay joke.
No, it was good in the moment. You should have seen his face.
Yeah, in the moment, it's funny. But the more I think about it, and I said this to maybe Jimmy earlier, I said, no, but really, I mean, we could say back to them, yeah, but if it weren't for the French, we'd still be colonies, you know, because if they hadn't helped us so much as they did. I mean, there's a reason we have the Statue of Liberty. It was not made in London. but I actually, it's funny the things you learn. I hadn't thought before about all of the place names. I mean, you know, New York, Queens, you know, obviously New York, or you're right. So, or New England as a place name. But you know, all of the other ones, I hadn't really thought of them that way. For whatever reason, I had always thought of Maryland as Maryland for, you know, the Virgin Mary, but that's not what it is. Even though she was Catholic, you know, at that time they were still, you know, with the Unified Church, but you know, that and, you know, Carolina and Virginia
and Georgia.
For the Virgin Queen.
Yeah.
And of course Georgia. Yeah. Or Georgia, as he says it, whatever. But then the French too. I mean, we got, you know, St. Louis, Louisville. Perhaps you prefer to say Louisville, but
Louisville.
Everywhere in Louisiana, which is Louisiana. I mean, you know, we have a lot of European connections in our names. Anyway, John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see here. If you are over in Milton on, Highway 90 going east and westbound toward or away from Avalon Boulevard, expect about a 7-minute delay due to an earlier accident. And 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze is about down to about a 5-minute delay. And I-10 is looking good again. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Our audience is so smart. I got sent in a text. Somebody said at 437-1620, sent me a picture with a blurb that there are black burn marks on the stonework of the White House.
There still is, yeah.
That were there from the 1814 burning that had been painted over but had been rediscovered during a 1980-1996 renovation that stripped off the paint and found them again. And they kept them on purpose as a way of teaching and reminding us of the history. Now, that's a great point. Back to the king, which I do. I have such a conflict over, do I care? You know, just like, do I care about a royal wedding? It's an international spectacle over what? Some fake claim of God-based blood reign? You know, it's an odd thing. I mean, they were invaded, William the Conqueror, and, you know, and then he took over and then, you know, built Windsor Castle and then history. And now the people who are, you know, the descendants, genetic, they're the royals there. His Majesty, what makes him majestic? Because he's got the nice crown. I mean, I have a very awkward relationship with all of this royalty stuff. And, of course, here in America, you know, we threw that off. We have no kings. Protests, for goodness sakes. And then they decided to stay home yesterday when there was no chance.
I
know. They could have been out there showing us that they wasn't just anti-Trump. They were really anti-king. And, you know, they failed. They stayed home. John, you were going to say something.
Oh, I was going to say, I found out last night that Windsor Castle was 2,000 years old. That castle.
Well, William the Conqueror, yeah. Right?
But so, I'm just, yeah. It was no, like, oh, that blew right. My yeah, mind.
After 1070 or mm-hmm. Something like that vicinity, I think is when it was. A couple of other key fun moments from last night.
And speaking of submarine alliances, was one particular AUKUS predecessor launched from a UK shipyard in 1944.
This is a cool moment.
That served for the majority of her life attached to the 4th Submarine Squadron in Australia, playing a critical role during the war in the Pacific. Her name? HMS Trump. So tonight, Mr. President, I am delighted to present to you, as a personal gift, the original bell which hung on the conning tower of your valiant namesake.
That's cool.
It was amazing.
May it stand as a testimony to our nation's shared history and shining future. And should you ever need to get hold of us, or just give us a ring.
Yeah.
That's a pretty outstanding gift. I mean, that's not to be easily outdone. Yeah,
right.
It's personalized. It's that bell is almost as old, or is it just a little bit older than Trump? Because
mm-hmm.
About 2 years, I think, would have been when that ship was commissioned ahead of when he was born. So very, very cool moment to get the bell from the conning tower of the HMS Trump submarine.
From the industrial age to the space age, so many miracles of the modern world have been and still are invented in America. Indeed, we have followed the voyage of Artemis II, or Artemis II, as my family and I might like to call her, with close attention. Now, I know you have big plans for the moon, Mr. President, but I have actually checked the papers, and I rather suspect it is already part of the Commonwealth, I'm afraid.
Was Trump, did he find that funny, or was he more like, oh, no, it's not.
Basically latter, more like that, yeah.
I think that's more of the answer. Oh, I love him talking about the...
Or Artemis II, as my family and I might like to call her.
Or Artemis the 11th, as Ilhan Omar would say.
World War 11.
Oh, my God. This I have to bring this up again, only because it's so entertaining. Ilhan Omar, Minnesota representative, Somali-born, came to this country, I think, when she was 14, and she represents one of the districts in Minnesota. She's part of the squad, so she's... way out on the left, like AOC and, you know, Rashida Tlaib, whatever. So this was the quote. If you have not been on social media in the last day, you haven't seen it. But if you have been, it's everywhere. Like, you cannot miss it at all.
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
11?
It's not Spinal Tap.
Maybe they should 11. Just spell it out for her.
Oh, my God. No, but you know, T-W-O. As a broadcaster, when people try to help you by putting stuff in copy for ads that they spell out, they never make it easier. They always make it worse. So she's reading World War II, and she reads it as World War 11. Like, not you know, too. This amp goes to 11. No, it you know, and it's not a great moment for anybody. It's when Obama said corpsman instead of corpsman. When Trump said 2 Corinthians instead of 2 Corinthians. You know, these are the kind of gaffes that make you think that, well, they're not us. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's like if I were to come on the radio or if John was giving you traffic stuff and he started saying, you know, on Texar, you know, or on Cervantes, which is the right way to say it, but just not how we say it here. You know, You know these aren't our people, or at least that's the feeling. We have a lot of these weird little markers we use to tell us that somebody's not really of us. And because she's Somali-born and because she's a Muslim and on, you know, people have been piling on. Okay, what do I always say? I hate that I'm going to do this. I really regret having to do this, but I do have to do this. It's my obligation as a person who believes in truth. Always did the context. I'm going to ruin one of the best internet jokes, one of the best internet gaffes ever. Because when you hear the context... it's still she makes the mistake, but it's not quite as bad as it seems. It's from 2025 when she was doing a press conference with Crazy Maisie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii, who does make AOC and Rashida Tlaib seem like a normal person.
Thank you all for joining us. First, I want to thank my partner in this, Senator Hirono, for her leadership in this work to repeal the outdated and dangerous Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI. Oh, two.
See, when you hear it like that, she caught it. Yes, she made the gaffe. Then she goes
on. World War XI. Oh, two. Sorry. One of the most shameful chapters of American history.
So she, I mean, when you catch your own gaffe and when you laugh at it, yeah. But when you edit it just right, it amplifies the perception of stupidity. And listen, I'm not going to ever be the guy to defend Ilhan Omar. She definitely said a stupid thing, but then again, she also corrected it immediately and laughed about it. And
where's my boo button?
I know.
Debbie Downer.
Cause I ruined the gag. Is that it? I took away your ability to enjoy the meanness.
Boo.
Okay.
Thank you.
I still stand by my choice. I have to tell you the truth. Even if it winds up making somebody who I do not have a lot of fondness for look less foolish, you still have to tell the truth. That's the way that game works. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, you're experiencing about a five-minute delay in that area. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I don't have it to play for you. You watched the other event at the Rose Garden?
Yes.
Is that the one where Trump made the – I thought it was a hilarious shade where he said,
yes.
My mother – used to have a crush on you.
Thought you were hot.
Yeah. I mean, they're about the same age, though, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's sort of
an
old joke.
Funny.
But it's still,
but it was
sounds,
funny because you could see funny. The king just blushing a little. Like, oh, what do I say to this?
Yeah, no, it's great. And also, maybe I'm the only one. I don't think I am, though. I have a negative impression of Charles because of Lady Diana and because of all the stuff around the royals and some of the stuff about even Meghan Markle and Harry and all that. Just, I don't have the best impression of him. I like him a lot better now. I mean, I still don't want a king, but I like him a lot better now. Anyway, if you have a repair you need to do inside your home, if you need to work on the plumbing or the electrical or a generator, maybe even an installation or heating and air conditioning, Peden can take care of all of that stuff all along the Gulf Coast. Since 57 years, I think it is. They've been doing this everywhere. And in Tallahassee, in Panama City, in Pensacola, in Baldwin County, in Mobile. Now they've expanded west even across the border. So they are everywhere to do 100% satisfaction on the work that they perform with good quality products, good quality people, and this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchased from Peden. That includes scheduled maintenance, priority service, and 15% off all repairs. Everything is included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the Pensacola Navy Day celebration, May 8th through the 10th, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off on Friday, May 8th, with a golf tournament and black tie night at the museum gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On Saturday, May 9th, don't miss the 4K run walk and patriotic parade through downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Plaza de Luna with a family fun fest. And Sunday, May 10th, join us at Museum Plaza for a special Modern El Dorados concert presented by the City of Pensacola. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.org for details, lodging specials, and how to get involved.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
When you can take the pebble from my hand, it will be time for you to leave.
Oh, this is a good note. Somebody says, you know, one of the things about Diana is that because she died young, she's forever immortalized as young and beautiful, like stars who die young, too, that you never had to or got to see her be older. And she says it's hard to watch, you know, King Charles and think about him being married to her. Although, I mean, you know, they wouldn't have been. But anyway, that was part of the issue, too. But imagine, you know, you picture her not as like 80. You picture her as, you know, 30. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a quick headline or two for us. David?
Well, speaking of King Charles and Queen Camilla, security tight in Manhattan today in New York City. The royal couple's taking part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the 9/11 Memorial. They'll be there alongside Mayor Zohran Mamdani and other local officials. And also, President Trump says he is preparing for an extended blockade of Iran. U.S. officials tell the Wall Street Journal that at a recent White House meeting, the president opted to continue squeezing Iran's economy and oil exports by preventing shipping.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Frivolous topic comes up next. Let's wrangle. It's always fun.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. On to New York City on the 9/11 memorial for King Charles and Queen Camilla after a sparkling White House state dinner toasting our special alliance.
To proud and allied nations, to the United States and the United Kingdom, God bless both our countries.
And the U.S. strong defenders in NATO. President Trump toasting our shared resolve that Iran never have a nuclear weapon.
We have militarily defeated that particular opponent.
At 4 a.m., he was posting on Truth Social, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Iran can't get their act together to sign a non-nuclear deal, ending they better get smart soon. Oil prices surging today. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth appears before the House Armed Services Committee defending the Iran war and the Pentagon's budget request, now $1.5 trillion to cover the war. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Nice and warm this morning. A little bit cloudy, though, 75 degrees. We'll get a look at our forecast. Marion Caldwell from Channel 3 has that for us in just a few minutes. Well, two women are now behind bars after toddlers were found with serious injuries in Escambia County. 33-year-old Danisha Blunt and 35-year-old Edetania Williams are both charged with felony child neglect with great bodily harm and are being held without bond. Deputies say Blunt took a 3-year-old boy that was in her foster care to West Florida Hospital with head and facial injuries consistent with severe abuse, then fled with the child before he could be treated. Authorities did locate Blunt and the boy, and they also found a 1-year-old with injuries. Deputies say the two women were living together with a total of 7 children. All 7 children have now been taken by DCF. Additional charges in that case are expected. 25-year-old Escambia County mail handler has been indicted on federal charges, including mail theft and drug possession. DeVincent M. Madison Jr. is facing charges of delay or destruction of mail, theft of mail by a postal employee, and possession with intent to distribute marijuana. And each of those counts carries up to 5 years in prison. Madison is set for trial next month in Pensacola. Sheriff Chip Simmons says his agency controls who gets access to its Flock license plate reader camera data, and outside agencies can't just look up information on their own without going through his office first.
It is by request only, the way our system is set up, and they have to do that every time.
Simmons says every query must include a documented purpose and case information mirroring protocols already in place for driver's license and criminal history databases. He also says the system is designed to ensure accountability at every level of access. Well, four F-35 fighter jets from Eglin Air Force Base flew over the White House as part of the official welcome for King Charles and Queen Camilla. The jets came from the 58th and 60th Fighter Squadrons of the 33rd Fighter Wing. Eglin, of course, one of only two main F-35 pilot training bases across the country. A former bookkeeper at Holly Navarre Intermediate School is facing grand theft charges. Santa Rosa County investigators say she stole more than $15,000 from school accounts. 50-year-old Becky Lynch was arrested Tuesday after the school discovered unauthorized credit card purchases and missing funds following her resignation on April 13th. The Santa Rosa School District Finance Department provided documentation confirming the theft. Lynch is now being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail on $2,500 bond. And it looks like rivers in northern Escambia County are approaching historic low levels as the drought across the area continues. The Escambia River at Century down to about 2.5 feet as of last night, getting closer to that all-time record low of 1.5 feet. That was set in 1954. The Perdido River at Barano Park was just at just over 1 foot during a major drought in 2011. Both of those rivers hit similar levels. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident free, even almost delay free. If you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, you're experiencing about a 5-minute delay in that area. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Warm and muggy to start your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 70s. This afternoon, highs climb into the low 80s. Weather will be mostly dry today before rain chances increase late this evening and into the overnight. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Forecast.
And right now, 75 degrees. We've got cloudy skies across the area. And your money now this hour here at the opening bell. Markets are down. The Dow is down about 0.25%, 49.1871. The S&P down just under 0.25%, 71.2676. The NASDAQ down just under 0.5%, 24.554.10. The 10-year bond rate is up slightly, 4.39% today. Looking at oil prices, they are up about 5% this morning. Brent crude at $116.65 a barrel. Gold prices down $58.80 at $45.59.60. Silver is down $153 at $71.69. And Bitcoin is up $511.17, sitting at $76,765.27 this morning. Now, most Americans say right now is, well, a bad time to try to buy a home.
Two-thirds of Americans say high prices and high mortgage rates make this a bad time to buy a home. 65% think home prices will continue to rise, but some cities may see price drops. Only 25% of non-home owners predicted that they would be buying a house in the next 5 years. That's a record low. 45%, almost half, do not plan on buying a home in the foreseeable future. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Purdue Pharma is going to have to pay a nine-figure fine, ending the criminal case against the OxyContin maker and enabling it to go out of business. A federal judge yesterday ordering Purdue to pay a $225 million fine. This after the company's guilty plea in 2020 connected to its marketing and distribution of OxyContin, key to the opioid epidemic in the U.S. The rest of Purdue's $7.4 billion settlement plan is earmarked for impacted communities, governments, and individuals. The company's chairman has apologized to, and Purdue Pharma will cease to exist as of Friday. Now, the Federal Reserve is expected to leave interest rates unchanged at its meeting today. The central bank still seeing inflation above its 2% target alongside a weak labor market. It'll likely be Jerome Powell's final meeting as the Fed chair as his term ends in May. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Christy and Darren Costello are the owners of Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wines, and Cheeses. On March 15th, 2020, at the start of the COVID pandemic, Christy Costello woke in the middle of the night by a vision she was given from God.
I felt I was being called to feed the children that were missing out on meals because the schools had been closed, Jesus told me.
And then it all began.
That next morning, I started our free lunch program, feeding every child a free sack lunch that came through our doors.
At first, there were a few. Then every day, more and more came.
The need in our community was huge. The demand kept growing, and I refused to turn away from feeding these children.
Fast forward.
I created a foundation in honor of my mother, Kimberly Tower. To date, we have provided over 500,000 free meals. We've made tangible strides, but our mission is calling for even more, and we really need your help. We need donations, we need volunteers, and most of all, we need your prayers.
To find out more on how you can help, visit the Kimberly Tower Foundation website at ktfforlove.org or drop by and meet Christy at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the corner of Lillian and Fairfield Drive.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. That's the sound of an old box full of sterling silver flatware that you'll never use. Do you have a handful of old nugget jewelry, broken chains, and class rings? At today's gold and silver prices, these items are worth thousands of dollars. If you could use some extra money, come see Clayton or Sarah at Antiquarian Jewelers in Gulf Breeze proper, where they've been continuously paying top dollar for anything made of precious metals since 1978. Antiquarian Jewelers buys and sells gold and silver coins, too, located at 12 Live Oak Street next to Dunkin' Donuts.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates Andrew McKay on being the only broadcaster to make Florida's 50 over 50 list for 2026. For more than a decade, Andrew has kept Escambia and Santa Rosa counties informed, covering local meetings, interviewing officials, and breaking down big stories that matter. He takes pride in keeping the community informed and making sense of the headlines that shape our daily lives. It's a well-earned honor for a voice our community trusts every morning. Congratulations, Andrew, from News Radio 92.3.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all. With the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed. Staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Last one is in the movie Demolition Man. I don't know if you've seen it. Taco Bell wins the franchise wars.
Your tone is quasi-facetious, but you do not realize that Taco Bell was the only restaurant to survive the franchise wars.
So?
Now all restaurants are Taco Bell.
If you had to predict a restaurant or service, if you want to think of it that way, that would win the franchise wars and be the only restaurant in the future, which one would it be and why?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I do know this answer, which is Waffle House, of course. It's open all the time. It's got more longevity than anybody else. 24/7, 365. You can't question endurance or stamina. I think that's an easy answer.
They probably could get FEMA funding, you know, for expansion as they are part of the that's early right. warning network of real danger. So, okay, a good answer. All right.
That's right.
So that was the question I asked the mayor earlier, and it is the question I ask you now. Based on Demolition Man, the movie that you have all seen, if you're old, like I am over 50, as the ad keeps reminding you how old I am.
Yeah, it does.
Congratulations, Andrew, on being old enough to win the 50 over 50 award. Thanks, guys.
That's, thanks, I appreciate it.
All right. I had people snow. They thought I was 38. never. Anyway, so I asked him, and he gave his answer. But in the movie, you know, all restaurants become Taco Bell because they win the franchise wars, which, by the way, apparently Taco Bell did not pay for that. They and General Motors and their parent promoted the movie, and it was a huge win for them, like $15 million in promotional value being central to the plot like that. thought it was fascinating. But okay, here's my question for the day. 437-1620. If there were to be a restaurant, a franchise restaurant, survive, which one would it be? I was having this conversation with my wife the other day because we had watched Demolition Man, or I had watched it, was talking about something anyway, and she's like, Taco Bell would not... obviously, Taco Bell would not win. You know, Taco Bell's only got like 8,000 stores. Now, my wife is a big cult member for McDonald's. So, you know, she was just convinced it was going to be McDonald's. And so we had a conversation, which is why I bring this to you. So, all right, 437-1620. Which restaurant, franchise, whatever, is going to win the franchise wars, if there ever were such a thing, and be the only one that survives at all and is everywhere? John?
I have to agree with your wife. It's got to be McDonald's.
They're so good at market dominance.
And they are. They're really good.
I mean, they don't make the best of anything except French fries. They can't manage to keep their ice cream machine working, but they are still the dominant. I mean, they have 41,000 stores.
Right.
I mean, actually, you know, how many does Starbucks have? You want to take a guess at this?
2,000.
40,000. McDonald's has 41.8.
Wow.
Okay, as of 2 years ago, and Starbucks has 40.2. So very comparable. Revenue, very different. But anyway, so yeah, McDonald's does really well. Subway's number three. Isn't that wild?
Like, that is wild.
37,000. But when you think about it, how often do you see a Subway in a strip mall next to a Walmart, wherever? They're everywhere, right? So and they're embedded in a lot of gas stations too. So.
My second choice would have been Chick-fil-A.
Oh, like to win?
Yeah.
I mean Chick-fil-A is not even on this. They're not even in the they're number 37. They have 2,000, almost 3,000 stores.
They're still gonna win.
I love your naive enthusiasm. So my question for you is, it's gonna be Chick-fil-A. It's gonna be Haagen-Dazs pushing 1,000 stores. Yeah, Raising Cane's, they're gonna get their 800 stores. All right, so 437-1620. And by the way, don't just text me the answer that you think would win. Give me a why. You got to engage in some debate with me. You know, this is why I think Waffle House, for example, which I thought was a clever answer. I mean, Waffle House is nowhere in this competition. They have 1,500 stores. I mean, they are everywhere, but they're not everywhere. And they're not even nationwide. You know, there's a lot of places you can't get Waffle House. All right, so 437-1620. I haven't given you my answer yet, have I?
After the traffic.
Okay, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
All right, brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West focuses on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy? Let's see here. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing any delays except on 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a seven-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. And what is your answer?
Oh, I'm going to hold my ammo. I'm going to hold my powder for a minute. I'm going to let other people give their answers. What? Because I think my answer is so good that I don't want to ruin it.
Teased it. And
once I say what I say, nobody else will have anything to say.
Oh, is that like a mic drop thing? I mean, come on.
I just turned on this show. I don't know what it's even about. They say it's news, but he's talking about this stupid restaurant thing, referring to Demolition Man, a movie from the 90s, and then he's arrogant. And I mean, give it another day or two. You know, I'll grow on you. And if I don't, I still will. Okay, so 437-1620. Just try it. You know, come on over to the dark side. It's all right. Let's see. Chick-fil-A, somebody says. McDonald's, and that's by no means a compliment to McDonald's. No, see, I agree. I think my wife is not wrong, almost ever. But she's not wrong about this. McDonald's does know how to win in the marketplace. I mean, you have to give that to them.
No, I do.
And I mean, objectively, it's terrible food. Come on.
Except for the french fries.
Right. Oh, no,
I love me some fries.
The fries are fantastic. And everything else is mediocre at best, right? The chicken is not good. The burgers are not good. Well, they do have the special Coke and french fries. Okay. But they have won by doing all the other things and understanding the value of real estate location and understanding how to franchise and how to market and how to cross promote and all the stuff that they do. Okay. And how to make an app that you have to update every week. Anyway, personal issue. So back to the, let's see, somebody says House of Chong in Pensacola. I love that. Whataburger, which is much better burgers, of course. Burgers and even good chicken sandwiches. Yeah, but Whataburger is like way down in the list of I mean, I don't even know if they're on my... I've got a Wikipedia page pulled up here. Let me see if Whataburger's even on here. W-H-A-T-A. 700 locations.
Most of them in Texas.
Yeah, not even in the conversation. Not really, at least not yet. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. Every time I go, there's like 40 cops in there. Clearly, they have the firepower to win the franchise wars.
That's good.
Oh, and they do have, I mean, good pizza, too. Let's see. Chick-fil-A wouldn't work. We'd all have to fast on Sundays. Oh.
Maybe we might need to.
There you go.
After that.
If there's only one franchise around and it's fried chicken sandwiches, maybe it'd be good for us to give it up a day a week. Let's see. Dollar General. Oh, that's a clever answer. Because if we're talking about franchises, it doesn't have to be food. But then it wouldn't be ever...
Then it would be the same question.
Yeah, okay, I want to move on. Chick-fil-A hands down because they know how to organize and readjust when things change for efficiency. Sure, a lot of Chick-fil-A fans. That's fascinating. In the post-apocalyptic future, McDonald's will no longer have stores. All their crap will be distributed with mobile vending machines like the ones in Judge Dredd.
Oh, that's right.
McDonald's is worldwide. By the way, McDonald's is not the number one worldwide. You know what it is? You'll never guess this. There's no way you would know this. Mix You Ice Cream and Tea, China, 45,000 stores. Also, Luckin Cafe, based in China, has 22,000 stores. Yeah, we'll go back to the question that, of the day. Steak and Shake. Oh, that's an interesting. See, the more comprehensive restaurant is a little bit more interesting because they're a Waffle House alternative, right? I mean,
well, Huddle House is the Waffle House.
But I mean, they have, you know,
yeah, they do have
worse
breakfast
yeah. but better shakes, right? I mean, okay. And the burgers are fantastic. I mean, Steak and Shake burgers are
garlic
fantastic.
Butter.
Yeah.
Oof.
Arby's, because of its unique menu diversity, slow roasted beef, smokehouse, brisket, gyros. Thanks for raising our awareness of all this right now. Tangy's Arby's sauce. Yeah, but Arby's is on this list. Arby's is maybe 1,500. I think there are very few. I'm just looking it up real quick because I had it. No, 3,400, but still, they're not going to compete. Okay, my answer. You want to know my
answer?
Finally. Finally, long list. By the way, the top 10 here are McDonald's, Starbucks, Subway, KFC. Mm-hmm. Nobody mentioned KFC. Domino's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme. Those are your top 10 or 11, whatever. 10,000 stores for Krispy Kreme. Now, I think we would prefer a world in which Krispy Kreme is the winner.
Oh, clear winner.
I mean, if you had to give up all your franchise food except one, I mean, let's keep Krispy Kreme.
I can't do without my hot donuts now.
I can go to McGuire's for burgers. I don't need to go to McDonald's or Burger King. I can make them at home, you know, but I cannot make those donuts at home. Anyway, here's my answer. Ready? Domino's.
What?
Hear me out.
You let me down.
Hear me out. Remember the question we asked a couple weeks ago about which food would you keep or give up out of burgers, tacos, and pizza?
Okay.
Okay. In the conceptual fight between burger places and pizza places, who's got the better chance of surviving? I think pizza. People want pizza. And I think if you're given the choice between a pizza place winning and surviving and being national or international and a burger place, I think the pizza wins. And of the pizza places, although Domino's is clearly not the best, not even close, but they are, they're kind of like the McDonald's of pizza in that it's not the best, but it is the most prolific and it's available and it's a decent price. And so my answer is that in the post-apocalyptic or post-franchise war America, Domino's is the dominant player.
But wait.
Domino's. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
They don't have a dollar menu.
Don't need it. That's how they dominate. They didn't give away all their stuff for cheap people.
Oh. I was just like, where's the dollar menu?
Where are my dollar pizzas?
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason.
Uh-huh.
They don't exist.
Big renovation plans? Don't pay big prices. Now, Home Outlet in-store doorbuster deals are live. Save $2 a square foot on hybrid waterproof oak flooring. Now just $198. Interior door units, any size, starting at only $99. Or upgrade your bathroom vanity for just $219. Plus, deep savings on countertops, exterior doors, bathroom fixtures, and more. But hurry, these doorbuster deals won't last. In-store at Home Outlet Pensacola location only. Find us at homeoutlet.com.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great selection of good quality used cars. And I don't know if you're like me, and maybe you're not, but if you are, I'm going to talk to you for a second. You put off the decision because replacing a vehicle is time consuming. It's annoying. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. You have to think about the cost if it's going to be a lot. And then you got to think about the fact that the money you're spending on your car right now is a lot. And, you know, as bad as your car is, you know it. Changing is inconvenient. Plus, you got to deal with the salespeople. Like, okay, I get it. Trust me, I get it. But you deserve a good car. You deserve a car you enjoy instead of a car you endure. You just shouldn't be enduring your car. You're better than that. So go to Frontier. you know, Dave Ramsey recommends them because they're good value. I recommend them because they're good value. Also because they understand that they don't want to just get, you know, get it over on you one time. They want to, for the rest of your life, be the car place you go to because they treat you so well. Because you can rely on them. Because they give you good information. Because they help you find the right car for you. Because they'll leave you alone if you want to be left alone. You know, whatever the case may be. But start at Frontier. Trust me. Just start there. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation. To bridge industries. To share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Here's a tale of Tina searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till good RX wrote in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions, all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags that are red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Hot foot it to goodrx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
You don't need another money hack.
You need a plan.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
How does it, how does it work?
I know not, my liege.
Consult the Book of Armaments.
Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
You know, there's always odd little funny stories that come out of something like a state visit. And this one, I'll tell you in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, we're about up to about a 15-minute delay through that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So King Charles comes to town and people try to honor him by putting up the British flag, you know, which is a fine thing to do. I mean, if he came to Pensacola, we wouldn't have to put one up. We have one up already, a little lower than the American flag by law. But so they put up the Union Jack, except for the District of Columbia Department of Transportation, which didn't put up the British flag, but instead put up the Australian flag by mistake.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Now, that sounds like a pretty egregious gaffe, but, John, we're going to do a quick test. You ready?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to show you a flag, and then you're going to tell me whether it's the British flag or some other flag. Okay. You ready? Okay, because this is not that easy to do. All right, showing you a flag now. It has, in the top left quadrant, it has a the Union Jack, and then it's all blue, and it has red stars. What is that?
No, that's Australia.
Nope, that is New Zealand.
Well, I was close. The same area. You said British or Australia.
I said British or other. Oh. Okay, here's one where the Union Jack's in the top left quadrant. And again, you have blue, a little bit different. White stars this time.
Other.
Other. But it, what country do you know?
Well, I don't know that. You didn't give me all these choices.
Now, this one is Australia. Okay. Here we have one that's a Union Jack in the top left corner. And then red, white, and blue stripes three times. It kind of looks like a blending of the Russian or the you know, Russian flag and also the Union Jack. What's that?
That's other.
That's Hawaii, of all places. Yeah, I know. That's Hawaii, okay? Here's one with a weird, we won't ask about that one. Here's one with a blue background and then a picture of a sheep and some, looks like a boat, like an old sailing ship, and they're holding the sheep up on leaves on top of them. Any guess on this one?
I have no clue.
Yeah, this is the Falkland Islands, and if you keep going, the Cook Islands. These are all derivatives, okay? So do you know what the one actually looks like when it's British? Do you recognize it? I'm scrolling through all of the varieties here.
Uh-huh. Right. Keep
the
going.
The key is...
just the Union Jack.
It's just the Union Jack. That's right. It's just the... which, by the way, you know, a lot of other flags have excerpted from the Union Jack, either the horizontal and vertical cross or the angular cross like we have for the state of Florida. We've taken a piece of it as homage to the history of it. But I mean, I think you're on, you know, it's pretty dumb of the Florida, the D.C. Department of Transportation to get this wrong. But then again, I wanted to point out that, you know, I mean, it's a mistake I think anybody could make a little bit.
Yeah. Were they drinking?
They maybe they had that flag left over.
The extra tea.
Since World War XI. Let's see, 4-3. I can't.
Detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
You can't make it up.
I wish I didn't know the truth of that quote because it's so funny.
Might have been easier.
It's still funny even if not. Oh, did you see the NBA? I know you're a basketball fan, John. You like all the sports.
Right.
The NBA is changing their socialist system of rewarding the bad, you know, how they reward the bad teams at the high draft picks.
Right.
They're changing this. Did you see this?
No.
Because at the end of the season, what happens is teams who know they can't make the playoffs try to lose as many games as possible to game their chance of getting a better draft pick, yeah. Right? Their next proposal, and by the way, this system for with the ping pong balls and the drawings
lottery,
and the
yeah.
number of permutations of that, that's you couldn't possibly have come up with a worse system. It's so crazy. But what the proposed system would do is the lowest teams would get basically three ping pong balls unless they're in the three bottom, in which case they get penalized. They only get two. So their chances of getting the top draft pick actually go down as a way of discouraging them from being in the bottom. A real soft version of like soccer's relegation, like pushing them further down. I like that plan. It makes sense to me.